All right, now, are you going to get in trouble from your sister for being on another show? Or are we just going to not tell her?
She'll be pea green with envy. Right. But I will have to tell her because, you know, I love to rub it in her face when I'm special.
Okay, well, we're on and we're live right now. Okay, so I'll do my intro. What kind of car is this?
This is a 2007 Mercedes C230.
230, okay, good.
Yes.
All right. I am the Faye Passenger, and you are listening to the Pink Wheel Let's Podcast. Now, if you've been following the show, you'll know by now that I've been in Las Vegas. So, I have the very auspicious honor of being chauffeured around today by one of the most famous podcasters in the podosphere who resides in Las Vegas. You all know who she is. I'm here with Amy from Grits to Glitz. Hi, Amy.
Hello. How's it going? Hi, Pinkies.
It's going really well, actually. Now,
we are heading for thrill rides, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I removed my heart and left it back in the safe in my room, so it won't be jumping out of my chest.
All right.
I have to tell you, Pinkies, Amy drives the most gorgeous little red C230 Mercedes four-door sedan. It is absolutely beautiful, red in color, and it just looks like a great car, and it looks great inside.
This is my grown-up car. I used to always drive two-seater convertibles, but then I had decided I had to get a grown-up car that you could put groceries in and things like that. So this is my... And the other thing is, I used to trade vehicles every couple of years,
right,
which is stupid financially, but I enjoyed it. And I thought, I'm going to keep this one. I'm going to keep fixing it. I've replaced the stereo with a fancy schmancy, hooks up with my telephone and does all kinds of things. And I'm going to live in this car and keep upgrading little bits and pieces. I love technology. I want some of the new cars. At Thanksgiving, I drove a little Ford with the sync system.
Yes.
And I want that.
Right.
And I want the self-parking thing.
Oh, that's very cool.
And I want the adjustive cruise control.
Right.
And all the wonderful things that have come out since 2007. But I'm going to stick with this car.
Right.
And wear it out a little bit and save some money.
Now, what year is this car then? Because it looks brand new.
It's a 2007. And my commute is about 6 miles. And I really only ever commute in the car. And then I drive the Vespa, too.
Right.
So I could have come and picked you up on the Vespa.
Right.
I've got an extra helmet.
Oh, good.
But, no, it's a 2007. I think I bought it in 2009. I have given up on buying new cars in Las Vegas. Hello, person. That's a green light. I don't like to beep at people.
No. But that's all right.
They were staring at the lights.
That was absolutely justified.
Happens in Las Vegas. We go, wow, look at all this stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's terrific. I love this car, and I've only been in it for 30 seconds.
Actually,
it's been 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Las Vegas isn't that big, and it's the morning on a weekday, so the traffic is actually moving. Which is something that, you know, this is a pleasure to drive on the Strip today.
Yes, this is unlike any other Strip trip I've ever had.
This is not a special, fabulous, fancy car. It has all the standard things. Like I say, I replaced the stereo. It's a Pioneer app radio. And right. This is version 2. There's a version 3 now. And I have an Android phone. And there is a hack, if you have a rooted Android phone, you can put your screen on your radio.
Yes, which I see.
Well, I mean, this right now I have it turned off.
Oh.
But if I want to listen to...
Oh, you can see the whatever's on the phone appears.
Pink Wheel Nuts Garage I could put on my radio and all my podcasts and things. That's not the way they intended it. The manufacturer had it kind of limited so that you could only see certain apps that were blessed by them.
Yes, of
course.
So
that you wouldn't be texting while you drive.
Right. The old, yes.
And I still don't text while I drive, but I could if I wanted to. So that's the fanciest thing about the car. But I've had it, 5 years. And I got it from CarMax, and I got an extended warranty because, like I said, I wanted to wear it out.
Yeah.
And it has paid for itself. Good. I had some engine thing that went wrong, and it was like $2,500, paid $75, and they fixed it.
That's terrific. That's a very smart move, especially with these more expensive-to-fix German cars.
That's the thing. I've had some German cars, and they do tend to be super expensive to fix.
Right.
Don't know why.
Because they're superior to everything else.
Yeah, they will tell you that. Yeah, and they the waiting room is nice, and they give you cappuccino, right. And the guys wear white lab coats, so you're paying for that.
Exactly, yes. There is nothing more better than taking your car in for service at a German repair. Oh, there goes a hot Camaro.
Not that big.
I do enjoy taking my car in for service because they treat you like a human rather than a piece of shit coming in with your Dodge pickup truck.
They really do. And you know, with the extended warranty, you know, I go there, the car will whine when it wants service A or service B. It will say, take me to the dealer. And I've decided to just go ahead and go to the dealer and pay the exorbitant price. Because that's when they find other things that are wrong that are covered by the warranty. And, you know, I feel like I'm just taking care of my car.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You do have to commit. You know, owning an expensive car is a financial commitment in the way of service. So you need to be prepared for that, I think, when you buy in for that. You should be prepared to pay a little extra to keep it running properly.
Yes. But now, see, let me see. How many miles do I have on this car? Just over 70,000. And I keep it clean, pretty much. It's raining in Las Vegas. You came for rain.
Yeah, the weather is fairly cool here. It's often overcast and foggy in the morning, I've noticed.
Just this week. That's not normal. But anyway, I try to keep the car washed. But with the rain here lately, I've let it go.
Okay, I won't hold it against you. So now, where are we going, Amy?
We are headed for the Stratosphere, which is certainly a landmark in Las Vegas. And are you familiar with the rides on the top of the Stratosphere?
I know two or three of them. I know that there's one that spins you out over the edge of the Stratosphere. Mm-hmm. There's a roller coaster up there.
They removed the roller coaster.
Oh, okay.
There used to be a roller coaster, but they've removed that.
And I know there's also a jump off the side of the building ride, which...
That's too rich for my blood.
Right, yeah.
It's like $100.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it would be fun, but the thrill of paying $100 was too much for me. Right. there's the Big Shot, which has been there for a long time. That's the little needle up on top of the building.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They strap you in, and then you blast off. Boom! Right. And you get to the top, and the thing is, it doesn't just kind of settle back down. It pushes you back down.
Oh, really? Hey, wow.
And then that does that two or three times.
Cool.
And then there's the one, you can see on the left side, there's an arm sticking out. That is, what do they call that? I think that is the Extreme. And what happens is you get into a little car at the back end of that seesaw.
Yes.
And then it starts pointing down over the edge, and your little car goes down over the edge, and you
just dangle.
Slide or tap
down. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to tell you, but we can maybe discuss this on the way back, but there's a little more to it than that.
Okay.
And and then there's the one that you know about. This, you know, like the swings at the circus, where you get on, and it starts swinging around, but then it swings you out over the edge. So those are the three, and because you are with a local Las Vegan, we can get a pass to ride all of those unlimited number of times for a low, low price.
Excellent. I refer to you, to Mr. Anderson, as my fixer.
I'm just, you know, it helps to know people.
Absolutely.
Which, Pinkies, if you're coming to town, I'm your local, you know, get in touch. Listen to Grits to Glitz.
Right.
We'll tell you all about it.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll end off this little addendum to the Las Vegas adventures, unless you have anything else you want to say.
No, I'm just, welcome to fabulous Las Vegas. You've just jumped into my car, and we started recording right away, and I'm just so thrilled to have the Faye driver in my car.
And I'm so thrilled to be here and to be with you. And we should say hello to Bay. Hi, Bay. All right, maybe we'll chat again later after we've scared the crap out of ourselves. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks. We are back. This is the Faye passenger and Amy.
Slightly worse for the wear.
What have we been doing, Amy? Where have we been today?
Ooh, we have done up the town. Well, we went to the top of the stratosphere and considered flinging ourselves off the side of it. Decided against that.
Right. Yeah, that's the drop one, the drop zone or whatever.
Although we did go over the edge.
I was freaking scared out of my brain.
Well, let's take them in order. The first thing that we did was the insanity.
Right, which was fine. And the insanity is the one where you just twirl around in a circle and the thing takes you out over the side of the building. And for me, that was fine, whatever. Got a little dizzy. Maybe my stomach got a little upset.
That was my biggest problem with that one. I don't find it scary. I trust it. I know centrifugal force. I'm going to be fine. And you look at the ground and you say, wow, look at the parking lot way down there. I wonder how many times people have thrown up off this thing.
Precisely.
Okay.
Yeah, too many times in one day is not advised. That's all we have to say about that. How about that?
Right. Yeah, just because of the spinny thing.
Yeah. Then we moved on to that somewhat mediocre ride. And we went, where did we go then?
The next one was called the X-Cream.
Yes.
And it's just a little teeter-totter.
That's nothing to it. It's just a little seesaw,
just a
right?
seesaw, yeah.
Nothing to it. They strap you into a chair facing out towards the world, away from the building. And you're pointing high up into the sky, and then the thing sort of moves.
Tips over.
Teeter-totter tips over, yeah, exactly. And you go sliding down the teeter-totter off the edge of the building.
Gaining speed.
Going faster and faster. And just as you think that you're done, you're going to go flying off the roof. You're pointed face down at the ground. The thing stops and comes to a lurching, halting stop.
There's a little tiny block at the end of that arm that, you know, that's gonna hold us and the tons of metal.
Hardly
that we're sitting
bigger
on.
Than your fist, this little block is. And that's holding 8 people or 10 people and who knows how many pounds of steel, chairs and what have you. That ride scared the bejesus out of me, I have to say. And I don't get scared a lot, but and I didn't really necessarily freak out, I don't think. But that was a very disconcerting ride.
Faye left his bejesus in Las Vegas.
I certainly did.
And then my favorite thing about that, and the reason that I didn't want to talk about it when we were riding towards the stratosphere, one of the things that they do is they tip you over the edge. And the first time it's like, whoa! And then they tip you back up and you slide back and then they tip you over again. Whoa! And one of the times that they tip you back over, you go, whoa! And then it stops.
And you hang there.
And then it goes, boom! It goes down a little bit further. So you think, yeah. I'm falling off.
Exactly.
Yes. So that's a fun one.
Yeah, that was by far the best ride of the day for me. I was most freaked out by that one. That was the most quote-unquote enjoyable ride.
You're an adventurer.
I am.
You like to push the limits a little
bit.
I do.
I like getting scared. I'm not afraid to be scared.
And I want to say, the first time we got on the X-Cream, I said, are you scared of heights? And he said, I'm not scared of anything.
Mm-hmm. I did say that.
People who aren't scared of anything keep their bejesus, don't they?
They do, yeah. No, I was definitely... that ride was took great advantage of my fear factor. I mean, I understand fear. I know... I cherish fear. I think it's a very healthy thing.
You know the hydraulics. You know all the safety
that's
built in.
Mm-hmm. Physically, like physics-wise, mechanically speaking, I understand how this thing works. None of that scares me. It's all very safe, but we were at the very front end. We were the people on the very edge. And
yes.
And I was, the more I thought about it, the more I thought, this is not a good idea.
Nothing between us and Las Vegas Boulevard except air.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. I enjoyed that a lot. And then, okay, so we survived that. And then we went on to the big, what's it called?
The Big Shot.
The Big Shot, right.
That was the one at the top that shoots you up fast. I mean, the thing is, the takeoff, you're sitting there in the chair.
Right.
And they don't give you a countdown.
No.
They just say, here you go, hang on, put your head against the headrest. And then it goes, whoosh.
Yeah, you hear all this air. They're loading up the cannon that's going to shoot you up into the air.
Makes a lot of noise, but there's no countdown. You don't know when it's coming. Yeah. And then all the of a sudden,
suspense just builds and builds and builds. And you think, oh, maybe it's not going to happen. They're not going to do it.
Boom.
And you're like, I don't know how many G's. Feels like at least 3 or 4. You are all of a sudden 50 or 60 feet up in the air.
And when you get up there, there's no rest. It's boom, pushes you back down.
Precise. Excuse me.
I love, and we went to lunch too.
We did.
And somebody had a beer.
Yeah, we went to lunch after all this, the ride, the shrieking rides. Yeah, we had a great lunch at the Umami Burger at the SLS, which is a Mercedes car.
Oh, yeah.
Mercedes makes the SLS, which is a super-duper sports car.
And, you know, I could not tell you what SLS stands for.
Mm-hmm. It used to be, previously it was known as the
Sahara.
Sahara.
That building was the Sahara, and it was bought by Sam Nazarian, and who owns Umami Burger. And I'm so glad that you wanted to go there, because that's one of my favorite places.
I have to say, that burger that I had was magnificent. It was the most delicate, softest, delicious burger I've ever had in my life. It was like the gourmet burger of gourmet burgers.
That was the Hatch burger that you had. And the guy explained, we cooked this medium rare because it is ground steak.
Right.
Is that all right with you?
Right.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was magnificent. It had a good hefty sauce. If I were to critique the burger, I would say there was a little too much of that aioli. It was a garlic aioli sauce.
They got carried away with
the sauce. A little carried away with the sauce, but it didn't really detract from the burger. It just made it a little bit sloppy. I think it would have been fine with a little less sauce, but I am not in any way complaining. And the French fries that I had were excellent. They were called truffle fries.
Yes.
Which was basically...
I stole one. That was some good stuff.
Yeah, there was the very nice fries. And you had...
I had the Green Bird, which is like a turkey burger. And my favorite thing about it is the sprouts that they put on it. Yes. I just love sprouts. Mm-hmm. I love the texture. And I had their sweet potato fries. And they bring you a variety of sauces for your fries.
Oh, yes. The sauces are great.
Including their handmade ketchup.
Yes.
And there's a ranch. Mm-hmm. And then your favorite, Faye?
Mine was the jalapeno dip.
Which I got a drop of that, and my mouth still hurts. Ow!
Yeah,
it was spicy.
Magnificently spicy jalapeno dip.
Do you want to go to the Paris or Planet Hollywood?
You can just drop me at the Paris.
Okay.
All right, so we have to say goodbye, and I have to say thank you, Amy, so much for taking my day by myself in Las Vegas and turning it into the most scariest fun I've ever had. I've had in a long time.
Absolutely, my pleasure. I love when people come to town because I get to go play tourist. And normally on a Friday, I would be sitting at home drinking coffee. So this was a lot more adventuresome.
Oh, fantastic. And I have to say, I was able to speak to Bay, your cohort on Grits to Glitz podcast.
Yes.
And she thinks I was your ex-boyfriend. So... So you'll have to set the record straight. You're going to have to do that.
Not that one. The other one. Yes. They have the same name. So I was like, why'd you make him talk to...
So we might hear that story on the next episode of the Grits to Glitz podcast, which you can find...
Grits2Glitz.com. We're still there. And for those who might have heard our podcast before and saw that we disappeared from iTunes, we're back on iTunes. So just go to iTunes and look for Grits to Glitz, and that's us.
All right. And I am the Faye Driver. This is the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. You can find me or email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks, Amy.
Thank you so much. It's been a blast.
Bye-bye.
Bye.